So as promised today, from a mostly gaming guy's point of view, I was going to look at, you know, gaming news that would affect games that I care about. Maybe you don't, but maybe you do, or maybe you might in the future. And I was going to do this in a different format than probably most people do, because I'm sick and tired of the, not that they don't have their place, but the, I do like discussion podcasts. They have their place, but the goal of this podcast is to present a digestible format of content that I'm going to be sharing with you about games that I care about. Maybe throw in some gaming deals that I'm seeing here when I'm looking, but the idea is to do it live as I'm doing it on the screen here, and just to kind of give it a more authentic feel. I don't mind the highly polished podcast where they have, you know, each one of their questions set out, laid out. But I think there's also something to be said for, you know, just on the fly, just doing it. So let's get started and let's just see what we can find here. What's a couple of games? One of them, I think, well, one of the games, oh my God, was it like Gun? Let's see. We'll just say Nissess because yeah, I've been playing that. Nissess. Let's see, what do they got here? Posts on X, Reddit. That was another thing I had found. I don't think the indie game news on Reddit is very good. I think Reddit's better for, like, you know, not safe for work content from what I've seen. I could be wrong. I've seen a lot of content that just, it's not filtered. Maybe that's the point. Forgive me. Yep, the Flatlands gave us a beating this time. What? Dude, really? This is shitty. New year, an updated roadmap. Let's see, what do we got? This is January. All right, this isn't bad. This could be good. All right. And now I've only just started playing this. I made one video over on my YouTube channel where this podcast is also going to be put on, as well as Spotify and Apple. So, let's see. We're in February, but this is what's coming in March. Plains, caves, biome, improvements to settlement raids. I had no idea that was even a thing. That's awesome. Environmental hazards for deep caves. That's version 0.31. In April, they're looking to, well, another, forgive me, Plains Deep Cave, like, that's the same thing in the previous iteration. Maybe they're doing something different with it. Or they're still working on it. Economy improvements, creative mode. I'm going to step in here. I think creative mode, I don't know. I'm an old school gamer. I think creative mode should just not be in some games. I mean, this is, you know, it is the genre. Some people don't want to have that challenge. I don't know. I think it waters down the content and the gameplay, personally speaking. Update break while working on 1.0. Interesting. It's interesting to note that they're working on 1.0, but they're also working on these other smaller versions. So that's interesting. Let's see, later in 2025, super secret mega feature, massive settlement feature improvements, massive incursion update, and much more. So that sounds awesome. I'll be looking forward to that content as I release it in my own YouTube channel there. So that's Nissess. Let's see, what other games here? What else do we want to check out? We want to look at, I don't only just play indie games. Let's look at Helldivers. Let's do roadmap here. They don't have a roadmap. Interesting. Games Radar Plus. Dude, that was last July. I mean, I love Helldivers too. I think a lot of the content, I used to love the, what was it called? Ragdolling? I thought that was hilarious. I don't know. They fixed a lot of things. I think some of the, I think they reduced the difficulty in a more recent update. I thought that was well placed and needed. That's Helldivers. I don't know what else is going on with them. Look at this. Is it getting more content? The action-packed shooter game is getting new content, I bet. What they got here? Patch to fix crashes. I mean, every game has that. The Superstore is expanded. One thing I will say about Helldivers 2, and I'm all about supporting studios and things like that, but the release, and at one point with Helldivers 2, it was a little off-putting, was the pushing of the cosmetics and whatever it was, the superstore. So it wasn't just cosmetics. There was guns and other equipment in there. But it's just they kept releasing that more than they were fixing the problems that people were having. And that was about a year ago. Obviously, they've gotten around that. They're coming around that, the bump in the road. But that just bothered me. What do we got here? The fog clouds inside the Gloom are interfering with Super Destroyer systems across the galaxy. It's like they can't get over the crashes. Helldivers are experiencing crashes on high combat rating Gloom missions. And I have not played this game in a good month. We've isolated the issue and we are working on a hotfix as we speak. But until the fix is tested and ready, we are temporarily disabling certain enemies inside the Gloom to stop. Like, holy shit. I mean, I've never programmed a video game, but isn't this game 1.0? And they're still having this kind of issue here? The Super Destroyer filtration level's back. And this is, what, a couple days ago. Back and check. We are re-enabling the enemies inside the Gloom. For your democratic, destructive purposes, give them hell. So it looks like they fixed it. I mean, how long did that take? That was the 19th. A day. That's not bad. That's a good turnaround. The Game Master speaks. It's not really a game update. So, looks like some good content for, I want to say this is the same company that makes, oh my god, is it Deep Rock Galactic? I want to say. The entire world has fallen and the surface has been overrun by a hostile and aggressively evolving horde of mutants. Well, not entirely. A motley group of persevering preppers are seizing their moment of glory and holding out against the abominable threat lurking right outside the perimeter of their makeshift establishment. Guntouchables is a blah 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 for indie games. Oh, that's right. I was looking at... Let's just do a quick search here. Indie game news. Well, we'll just do this. I want to say the indie... No. I think it was this one. Gamer. And as I'm scrolling here, people are just listening. I'm just going over the different news articles for these different games. Gotta say, a lot of these I've never heard of. And that's Baldur's Gate 3, Frostpunk. Those are good ones. I was terrible at Frostpunk. Let's go back. Does The Verge have Annapurna's 29 games? Full team. Interesting. Morsels, Wheel World, Far Away, Wanderstop, no. Oh man, some of these games. Like some indie games, I get it. You know, you're trying to, and I would too. You're trying to change how people play games, the thought processes in games, the stories, all those mechanisms, you know, mark on the indie game industry. So I get it. And just for me, some of them, I'm like, whoa. And I never really played a lot of AAA games either. Really, since going to Steam in like 2013 or 2014, it's been awesome. Just the pricing is better. I mean, who can afford a $70? I mean, Civ 6 just came out. That's $70. The Indiana Jones game, that's $70. And I know the $60 price point has been there for a long time. It was going to go up, but I do appreciate games like RimWorld. I mean, even Total War's got decent prices on their DLC packs. You know, just, you know, again, I know that's a whole separate conversation about DLC, but just the sales on Steam are just, they're more affordable for more gamers. I've heard a lot about that. Was it Balatro? Is it poker, but like, you fight stuff? I don't know. Not too sure if I want to play that or not. Any game news today? Let's see. Let's just click it. Apparently, I don't know jack this world because I'm just starting to dive into it. I've been more like retro games, more definitely indie games, but I've never heard of Annapurna Interactive. Is that a studio? It must be. I mean, it says Interactive. It should be a studio, right? It's a weighty name in the indie game space, so a showcase from the publisher is always sure to generate a ripple of excitement. This 2025 edition is even more notable, owing it to being the first public event since the entire staff walked away from their positions at the company. I didn't know that. Did they all quit? Wonderstop, Skin Deep. I mean, Far Away Games, single release, Morsels. Morsels looks cool. I mean, I like the 8-bit. More recently, I've been getting into 8-bit games. some of the what best indie games here. Oh, there are some games I do want to check out. It's Dave the Diver. I've heard good things. Spiritfarer, that looks good. What is this? I've played Valheim. It's a nice crafter. I don't know. I think it's a little bit long-winded for what I would want to get out of it. Although I'm not the biggest crafting fan there is, for sure. Mini Shoot Adventures. That looks really cool. I watched a video on it last night, and I mean, they say it's what, a game in the mold of a classic Zelda, but once you play from the perspective of a top-down shooter, you fight enemies through your ship. I think it looked different than Zelda, but it was worth the $18. Into the Breach might be lower on my list of games to play, but I think that might be worth picking up. Let's see. So yeah, this is, my first take at a podcast. I know certain ones go longer. I'm gonna try and buck that trend, and just say that, when I'm driving and my drive is not short when I go to work as well. So I'm trying to keep in mind that you might want to listen to more than one thing on your way into work. You might not. Depends on how you feel. So again, that was the goal of this, the podcast that I'm trying to do here with, gaming news that I find relevant. You might too. Let me know what you think. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode. This was episode one, and we're gonna call it.